The news out of Myanmar since the military coup has been pretty grim, with reports of more than 800 deaths, hundreds of people injured and thousands arrested. The security forces have been cracking down on anti-coup protests. Myanmar's 12 million children have been trying to carry on with homeschooling. The junta ordered them all to return to the classroom this month, but as Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Ford reports, the majority of students and their teachers are staging a boycott.
Eight-year-old Su Sandi is learning how to read Burmese poetry at home in Myanmar. She and her four-year-old sister, Su Kleiner, have been homeschooled now for more than a year. At first due to COVID-19, then because of the coup. Myanmar's military rulers ordered government schools to reopen this month, but the girls are joining millions of students in a boycott. Their mother, Zin Ma'u.
The school is not a safe environment for the kids. I can't let them go in this environment.
Photos have already surfaced of armed soldiers at school gates and even inside classrooms.
My daughter said that she didn't want to go to school. She said she's scared to go under military rule. She doesn't want to meet the soldiers.
Myanmar's military toppled the government of Aung San Suu Kyi 4 months ago after making unsubstantiated claims that last year's election was fraudulent. Ever since, hundreds of thousands of people have joined protests and strikes against the junta, and the boycott of government schools is the latest display of defiance. Teachers such as Dortita are taking part too.
During the election, it was the teachers who were responsible for the ballot stations. When we heard the junta had accused us of voter fraud, of being thieves, all the teachers couldn't stand it.
The Myanmar Teachers Federation estimates about 90% of students and 60% of teachers have boycotted the return to school. Veteran democracy activist Kin Omar.
What they're saying is that we don't want the military slavery education. The students and teachers together with the parents are saying that we don't accept you, we're not coming back under you.
She remembers how much her own education was interrupted when the military was in charge in the 1980s.
We lost one generation already, and I'm just worried very. We don't want to lose more generation, but at the same time, the people are already looking into their different options.
Young people are trying to study at home, but with teachers on strike, there are few set lessons, and the military keeps blocking the internet. 15-year-old high school student Cho Cho wants to be a writer one day, but struggles to see how he'll achieve that now.
Everyone lives with their dream, and I also have a dream. But my future was stolen when the coup took place. My future is dark.
A feeling now shared by so many of his generation.
That's Southeast Asia correspondent Zoe Ford reporting, and for safety reasons, the names of the Burmese people in her story are pseudonyms.